It's Kate. Can you hear me? It's not safe for you anymore. You need to go. Do you hear me?
Someone's in here.
Fuck. I can't talk to you right now. Just do as I say. I told you you're not safe. How many ways do I have to spell it out? I'm gonna give you directions. Write this down. 213 23rd Street. Door code is 116. Lock the door behind you. Don't make any calls or contact anyone. I'll be there as soon as I can. Be careful. What the fuck have you gotten yourself into, Kate?
Hey, Kate. Everything okay?
Huh? Yeah, fine. Just a few too many at the hole in the wall last night.
I hear you. Stick around for McCloskey's stand-up set. Guy got way too personal, right? Made me rethink the whole concept of open mic night.
Kate?
Mr. Ventoro, I'm Detective Harney. Quicker you start talking, quicker this all ends. We confiscated 30 computers from the house during the raid. We know you weren't just playing online poker, not to mention enough H to sink a battleship.
Deal.
Mr. Ventoro, where is the cartel's ledger?
Deal.
Look, if you say you don't know, I'll probably believe you, but you gotta tell me who does know.
D-E-A-L. Until I have a deal, Detective, you're talking to a wall.
Okay. Listen, I don't have that kind of authority, but if I can show my lieutenant a little cooperation on your part, it's something we can discuss. We know you are only a low-level dealer. Hell, I was in a van listening to the house for months. I know they don't respect you, Ventoro. They treat you like an errand boy. Why are you protecting them? You can stare at that mirror all you want, but there aren't any fairy grandmas coming through it to save you. Okay. Why don't you think about it? So, how's it look from this side of the glass?
It's my fault. I should have read you more children's books. You always mix up your metaphors. Fairy grandma?
Ever occur to you I'm intentionally saying stuff like that to let him feel superior, Dad? As a brilliant interrogation method?
No.
Kate.
Hey, Billy.
Hi. I've been looking for you. We should talk.
We're all good. I'm sorry for going off the rails. I feel awful. I screwed up your interview for Susie's preschool. I'm gonna call Valerie to apologize.
I'd give it a little time first.
How long?
She'll probably have cooled down by the time Susie gets into college. So, we're okay?
We're good. You were just looking out for me. So, who's in there? Ventoro? He's a waste of time. He doesn't know anything.
Let's let this one stew for a while, Dad. Where are we headed?
They cleared some room for us down in the 5th District. We're at full occupancy across 3 different stations.
They process everyone from the raid then, Chief Harney?
Superintendent says they're close.
Well, can't come soon enough. I don't know how you stomach this crowd over the last 3 months, Kate.
They're not all so bad. One or two of them kind of grew on me. Any word from Maxima Margaret?
Not today. But I'm sure the state's attorney will be ready to make some pretty generous deals if any of them have a significant lead on finding her precious ledger.
Knowing this town, half her donor base is likely scribbled in that book.
Huh.
What's up, Billy? You look confused. I mean, more than usual.
I'm just looking at our afternoon interview assignments. There are only 11 suspects here.
Should be 12.
Check it again.
I don't need an abacus for this. Only 11 names are on here.
Kate, how many names are on the master list?
21, Chief.
And how many have we interviewed?
9.
Shit. We better get over there, see what the hell is going on.
What's up, Edgar?
Everybody's really tense, Billy. What's going on?
You'll find out in a sec. Hey, have you seen Kate? We drove over together, but she disappeared.
She was here a few minutes ago. She asked to see the intake forms. Oh, there she is, in the back.
Let's get started. I don't want to be reading about any of this in a Kim Beans byline, but as you all know, yesterday we had a big win. One of our long-term investigations was brought home successfully by Detectives Harney and Fenton.
With the invaluable support of tech wizard Edgar Eagleton.
Thanks, Billy.
Let's not celebrate just yet. This investigation has taken on new urgency. There's a missing ledger which apparently holds the names of the Ring's clientele, purchase amounts, and dates. Detective Harney has been interviewing each of the suspects we arrested in the raid. The logs show we took 21 suspects into custody, but only 20 are in holding. Now, either this is a computer mishap...
There is no mishap in our system, Chief.
Edgar, I'm not accusing...
Each suspect is coded meticulously. There isn't a possibility of error in our system.
Thank you, Edgar. Look, it's possible the missing suspect didn't make it into the van. It's not a leap to suggest that this missing suspect may be in possession of our missing ledger.
Excuse me, Chief?
Detective Fenton.
I know who's missing. Sandra Capella, 23 years old. She joined the cartel around the same time I went undercover. She's in way over her head. I don't believe she intends to harm anyone, but...
Why are you just bringing this to our attention now, Kate?
I just found out. I had to cross-reference Edgar's database results with each of the intake photos. I'm positive Sandra isn't currently in custody. During the raid, she was pretty high. She had just grabbed an 8-ball and was engrossed in one of her online games.
You think she escaped during the raid?
I don't see how that's possible. Your team came in from all sides and put a noose around the place.
Wait, you said she was gaming at the time of the raid. We got access to the power just before.
Edgar, how long between the power outage and the time we actually went in?
Probably 10 minutes.
Is it possible Sandra slipped out to keep her connection live so she could keep playing her game?
Could be. She relied on her live streams to make cash. So if she was offline, even for 10 minutes, she probably would have gone across the street to the coffee shop or even out back to get a faster data connection.
Okay, Billy, you run lead on this. Fenton, get an APB out on Sandra Capella. Let's find her and find that ledger.
Well, this is weird.
What is? Edgar.
Let me show you something, Patty.
Edgar, I swear, if it's another video of a garbage truck being doused in paint...
No, I watched all of those. Look, I've been testing a theory on the casings on the computers.
What computers?
The ones we took from the drug ring in the raid. The ones the state attorney's office haven't commandeered.
Yeah, and?
Every USB port shows a tremendous amount of wear. All the computers show almost the exact same damage, actually.
I'm not following you, Edgar.
Patty, look at this. Hand me the USB cord. It looks like the actual port is bent on the chassis. Why would all these different computers have the exact same bend?
I don't know. Maybe the device they were using in it was too big for the ports?
Right, which means the same device was being used on several computers. But why?
I have no idea. This is your area.
Wait a second. Holy crap.
What?
We need your brother. Billy? Billy? Has anyone seen Billy?
I think he's in the parking lot with Kate.
Thanks. Billy? Kate? I have to show you something. Come on.
Edgar, you look like you're gonna have a heart attack.
Just come on.
All right. We're here. Hey, Patty.
The computer ports. From the computers at the drug ring, they're damaged, uniformly.
So what?
It's a key. The ledger. It's a digital key. The ledger uses a blockchain to encrypt, which means the ledger is not an actual list, but an encryption key.
Okay, slow down, genius. I don't understand a word you're saying.
Look, drug dealers with global ambitions wouldn't use a leather-bound notebook to record their business dealings. We thought we were looking for an old-fashioned book. That was insane. They encrypt all of their transactions online. Names, prices, purchase dates are stored on the dark web.
You mean...
Think of it like an underworld version of Google, except only accessible if you have this digital key inserted into your device. The USB itself acts like a physical key that lets you portal into the system.
So you're saying the ledger is what? A USB stick? That's what we're looking for.
Like the kind you find at the drugstore checkout, Edgar?
Yep. It must have been an old model because it left these distinctive markings on all their computers. Every time the drive is inserted into a computer, it logs onto a disaggregated server. A server that likely hosts the names we're looking for.
Wait a sec, would the USB fit into any device? Like a portable gaming unit?
Definitely.
That's it. I knew it. Sandra keeps her video games on a portable USB. She probably doesn't even know she has the ledger. See, I told you she was innocent.
Sandra is a fugitive, Kate. Even if you're right that she doesn't know she has a ledger.
Or maybe she knows exactly what she has and she plans to sell it to the highest bidder.
I'm telling you, I got to know this girl. Sandra isn't who you think she is.
We'll see. So, Edgar, how do we find this key?
And that's traffic on the 10. A reminder to those headed to the financial district today that roads around Milwaukee have limited access as the Transit Authority installs the final pieces to the eagerly anticipated bullet train. Diana, what's happening on the political desk?
As the race for governor heats up, incumbent Governor Nicola issued a statement today about the bullet train.
It's going to turn out to be a big misunderstanding with Sandra. You'll see, Billy.
Why are you defending this girl, Kate? She's a fucking drug dealer.
I told you, she got me out of some hard spots in that place. Who's to say the USB stick we're looking for isn't already uploaded to the internet? Or up one of these drug dealers' asses?
Well, that's a pretty thought.
I did some ugly shit on this assignment, but I am sure as hell not taking on colonoscopy duty with any of these guys.
Well, Edgar seems sure that the encryption makes the USB stick an actual physical key to the data. So, I don't see how any of this will hit the internet anytime soon.
Let's hope not.
Are we close?
GPS says Sandra's mother's house is right around the next corner.
Are you sure I can interest you in some tea, detectives?
No thanks, Mrs. Capella. You have no idea where your daughter could be hiding.
She'll turn up. Always does.
She needs to turn herself in for her own safety.
Sandra and I haven't had the easiest time since her father left. And then Antonio went to jail.
Antonio was her boyfriend?
No, he was just a friend.
How do you know that, Kate?
Sandra told me.
You were close to my daughter, weren't you, detective?
No, ma'am, I wasn't close to her. She was an informant for me. But we did spend significant amounts of time together while I was undercover. She helped me out a couple of times.
Sounds like Sandra. And you're right. Antonio was just a friend of hers. He took care of her. Though they would go on these 72-hour video game binges together down at the club.
Club?
They call them LAN parties. They would come back eyes bloodshot, her cuticles bloodied and raw from playing these games all night long. Horrendous. I don't know what you want to hear. That I was a terrible mother? Fine. I couldn't afford Sandra's ADD medication, and before I knew it, she was lost inside a machine. After her video game binges, she would look like the living dead, as if the screen sucked her soul dry. Excuse me.
She's lying.
I get that feeling, too.
I think she knows exactly where her daughter is.
Why didn't you let me talk to her? She thinks I was close with Sandra. You heard her. Let me talk to her, woman to woman. If there's something to get, I'll get it.
I'm not sure that's a good idea, Kate.
I'm fine, really. I know I haven't been on the side of things for a few months, but I can still work a suspect. Trust me.
Come on already. You were in there long enough.
Like I said, she wanted to talk woman to woman.
So?
Ready for this? Sandra is en route to Ecuador.
What are you talking about?
You were right. Mrs. Capella was lying to us. But once you left, she opened up.
Mrs. Capella told you that Sandra fled to Ecuador.
That's where they're from. She still has family there. She admitted Sandra stopped by a few hours ago, grabbed her bags, her passport, and fled.
Jesus. Well, Sandra's obviously guilty then.
We don't know that.
Oh, Jesus. Look, fleeing to South America is not the move of an innocent person, Kate. We need to stop her plane. Call the Ecuadorian embassy to coordinate if you need to.
You're right. I'll do it now.
Good. We gotta move.
Where are we going? What is this? A ticket stub?
A bear's ticket stub. I found it in the cushions of Mrs. Capella's couch.
So?
Remember I said Max Margaret told me that an official at the NFL was pressuring her to find the ledger?
So?
Just buckle up and call the embassy. We gotta move.
This is the Bears' practice facility? This is nicer than the damn stadium.
Your ticket price, hard at work. On special occasions, they open up to the public. I have great memories here, actually. At the stadium, too. Dad used to take us. He was so disappointed that only my older brother took to the sport. Patty and I were too busy playing Hardy Boy and Nancy Drew. Junior detectives trying to figure out which fans would get caught on the kiss cam with their mistresses.
Who are we here for?
I figure the official who called Maxim and Margaret was probably nervous that the ledger shows his players doping or buying recreational drugs.
Makes sense. Their reputations would be trash if their names were found in the ledger.
Which means some of these multimillionaire athletes might have reason to buy the ledger from Sandra in order to destroy it.
So you want to talk to the coach?
Nah, we got to get to the heart of the team.
That's not the coach?
You want to really know what's happening on a team? You talk to the equipment manager. He's the eyes and ears.
The schlub who folds their laundry.
No one else interacts more with the players. He's the first one here, last to leave. That must be him over there, tearing the uniforms. Excuse me. Can we talk to you a sec?
Sorry, I'm swamped at the moment. Media availability starts after practice.
We're not the press. Chicago PD, I'm Detective Harney. This is Detective Fenton.
What do you need from me?
It's about some of your players.
And their names potentially appearing in a drug ring's ledger.
You sure I'm the guy you want to talk to? Most of my time I spend washing millionaires' jockstraps.
Don't we all? Metaphorically. So what's your name?
James Porter.
How long have you been with the team, Mr. Porter?
I've been equipment manager here for 17 years. And there's no way our guys would do what you're suggesting. Put their multi-million dollar contracts in jeopardy? No way.
To be clear, we're not here for that, Mr. Porter. We're not vice.
What do you need, then?
We think a young woman may be trying to sell stolen property to one or more of your players.
What kind of property?
A ledger. If any of your players' names are on it, it could fetch a high price.
Like I said, our names won't be in it. Who's the seller?
Sandra Capella. We think she may make contact to arrange a sale from South America.
If any of your players hear from Miss Capella, you need to contact us immediately. Here's my card.
We also need your operations team to send us the security tapes from the last 3 days.
That's above my pay grade. But I can look out for this woman making contact. And if you get a warrant, I'm sure operations will get you the tapes.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Porter. Whoa, is that Michael Wilson over there?
Who?
Future of the franchise.
You sound like a sneaker ad.
All right, come here. Come on. Excuse me, Michael Wilson?
Hey, what's up?
Billy Harney, nice to meet you, man. My wife is a huge fan. You know, we went to the University of Miami, too.
Fellow Hurricane. All right, cool.
Mike, this is so cool.
This is professional.
Media availability's after practice.
No, I'm not a reporter. You know, my wife and I graduated when you were probably in diapers, but the day you were drafted here, let's just say it was a good day in the Harney household.
Okay, Billy, we should go.
Well, nice to meet you, bro. Thanks for saying hello.
Listen, I'm sorry, but would you mind signing an autograph for my wife? You know, she would be tickled and might help me get out of the hot water I'm currently submerged in.
How's the water?
Let's just say I'm a couple days from needing full-on scuba gear.
Oh, I know the feeling, bruh. No problem. You got a pen?
I don't. Damn.
Ah, that's all right. Give me your phone. We'll do an audio autograph.
What's that?
Yeah, take out your phone. Bring up voice memos.
I swear my partner isn't usually a fanboy. You must be really good.
Partner? I thought he was married.
Work partner. Chicago PD.
Oh.
Don't worry. This isn't like some elaborate trick to get your DNA or anything.
Why would you even say that?
Okay, I found voice memos. Ready?
Give it here. Let me move to where it's not so loud.
Her name is Valerie, by the way.
All right. Recording now.
Hey there, Valerie. Michael Wilson here saying, what's up and hope you're having a blessed
day. Oh, my God, Billy. That's amazing. Michael Wilson said my name. I can't believe you met him.
Yeah, it's called an audio autograph, Val. It was totally my idea.
Well, if I'm ever in the same room as Bruce Springsteen, I promise to return the favor.
Whoa. Why would you ever be in a room with the boss without me? What circumstances led to that?
So what was Wilson like?
He seemed like a good guy, actually.
I knew it. You can tell by the way he is in the huddle.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, he's always a leader in there. Never pushy, a real team player.
You're ridiculous. Hey, Patty, we're back here. Come listen to this.
We got tons of wedding prep to do, Billy.
Hey, Val.
Hi, Patty. How's wedding planning coming?
Just kill me now. Has my brother written his best man speech yet?
He's in the generating ideas phase.
Billy!
Oh, my God. I'll get it done. Don't worry. Hey, just listen to this, Patty.
Hey there, Valerie. Michael Wilson here saying, what's up? And hope
the
you
football
have
player you like?
Met him at the practice facility today with Kate. We think Sandra may have tried to sell the ledger to someone on the team.
Can I hear that again?
Oh, you're a fan now, too. You didn't even go to Miami.
Do you have headphones?
Here, you can borrow Suzy Q's.
Stop it there. Is there a way to slow this down?
Do I look like I know how to do something like that?
I think I hear something.
What? What do you hear?
Just go with me on this. I want to slow it down. Let's go see Edgar.
Hey there, Valerie. Michael Wilson.
Do you hear it, Edgar?
What am I listening for?
You seriously don't hear it.
This is silly, Patty. Come on.
Shut up, Billy. Right before he says, what's up?
I can isolate that. Let me take a look at the sound waves here. Let's try this.
Hey there, Valerie. Michael Wilson here saying,
Did you hear that?
I heard something.
You're both crazy, okay? It was a practice field with football players walking around.
I know what I heard, Billy.
You don't, actually.
Edgar, play it again.
Holy shit, was that?
No way.
It was a cough.
A very distinct cough.
Wait a second, let me hear that again. Oh my God, I know that cough.
The three of us know that cough.
It's Sandra.
We must have heard her cough like that a million times over the course of the 3 months we were bugging the house.
So Sandra was at the practice facility today.
I thought her mother told you she was in Ecuador, Billy.
She did. I mean, I was told her mother said that.
Oh, you were told?
Don't worry about it. Edgar, how sure are you that it's Sandra's cough? She must have been under the bleachers, I guess.
Which is exactly what I would do if I were there trying to sell the ledger to one of the players, and then two cops show up. Two cops that are looking for me.
Edgar?
Pitch, intonation, tone. It's not like a genetic fingerprint, but vocal cords are pretty definitive signifiers, so if I had to guess on this...
You do.
I'd say it's Sandra.
Why would Sandra risk going there?
She's an addict, Billy. She needs money. She knows how valuable the ledger would be to the right buyer.
So Sandra really did steal the ledger.
Sounds like it.
And fled with it during the raid, then set out to find a buyer with deep enough pockets to sell it to.
Sell it or use it for blackmail?
Either way, it means she stopped at the stadium on her way out of town.
If she really did leave town, I gotta go.
Detective Harney.
Mrs. Capella. Hello.
Where's your partner?
She's off duty tonight. May I come in?
I haven't heard from my daughter.
Oh, since she left for Ecuador?
What?
You lied to us, Mrs. Capella. Your daughter is still in Chicago.
Well, sure.
Excuse me?
Son that I can't afford a hot meal, much less a train or plane ticket.
You told my partner, Kate, that Sandra came home, packed her things, and was on her way to South America, where you're from. Lying to the police is a serious crime, Mrs. Capella. It doesn't matter if you're trying to protect your daughter.
I think there's been a misunderstanding. I would never suggest that Sandra was leaving the country. She doesn't even have a passport.
Wait, but you told my partner...
I told your partner that I haven't seen Sandra in weeks. That's all. I think you had left by that time.
When you were talking woman to woman. I need to go. Excuse me. Kate, it's Billy. We need to talk. Now.